With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana Governor Steve Bullock said plans are forming for the state to start a gradual phased reopening after his stay-at-home order and other directives expire next Friday. On a press call this afternoon, Bullock said the plan will be publicly available next week.
And we got to recognize our new normal is going to look a little bit different. The virus isn't going away, and we're going to have to continue to adapt with how we live with it for the next while.
Bullock said he's been working with business leaders and public health experts to determine how the state's economy could be reopened while keeping people safe and avoiding another outbreak of coronavirus. Details were scarce, but Bullock said some social distancing requirements, like limiting crowds to 10 people or less, will likely remain in effect. Businesses may also be required to screen employees' temperatures and increase facility cleanings. He said counties may extend local social distancing and closure orders. Bullock said supplying testing materials and personal protective equipment remains a challenge. Testing and contact tracing are key components of the White House's guidance for determining whether states are ready to reopen. The Montana Health Department is reporting 422 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Cascade and Yellowstone counties each announced their first deaths today, bringing the state's total to 10. The public state health lab has administered 10,244 tests. 55% of cases in Montana have recovered and have been released from isolation. The Flathead County Health Department is getting complaints about a Kalispell church that's gathering despite the stay-at-home orders. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports some want the removal of a local physician linked to the church from the county health board.
Lakeside resident Kate Shaw was one of about six people to call for Annie Bukacek's removal from the Flathead City County Health Board during its meeting Thursday.
She is actively subverting the efforts of our community to protect from the COVID-19 pandemic. She's divisive and puts us all at risk. Please remove Annie Bukacek from the board.
In a video viewed about 750,000 times, Bukacek addressed the Liberty Fellowship congregation in early April, falsely claiming that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is artificially spiking the number of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. Bukacek also organized an in-person protest in Kalispell and is actively promoting others. Flathead County commissioners have said they are receiving public comments on both sides of the issue. Only Commissioner Philip Mitchell has expressed concern about Bukacek's actions. Bukacek did not return a request for comment by deadline. The Flathead City County Public Health Department also received multiple complaints this week after MTPR reported about Liberty Fellowship's in-person services, which attracted roughly 45 churchgoers on Easter Sunday in violation of Governor Steve Bullock's stay-at-home order. In a written statement this week, Bullock's office said it has provided guidance to churches outlining that they can bring small groups together, quote, to record or broadcast a virtual service. The county health department says gatherings are a violation of the governor's directive. The department says it must receive a complaint from a firsthand witness before it can take action against Liberty Fellowship. As of Friday, the department said it's still reviewing complaints. Pastor Chuck Baldwin issued a statement on social media confirming that he is holding limited in-person services inside of the Hilton Garden Inn's Conference Center. The hotel initially issued a statement to MTPR saying, quote, there are no church services being held on the property, end quote. However, Hilton amended its statement after MTPR's report saying, quote, all events on property at this time are being held with reduced attendance, end quote. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A federal judge in Montana yesterday heard arguments but made no ruling on Tribes' suit to halt construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. The hearing was part of an ongoing lawsuit the Fort Belknap Indian Community in Montana and the Rosebud Sioux Tribe in South Dakota brought against developer TC Energy and President Donald Trump. The tribes are seeking to halt construction about 2 weeks after it began. The tribes say not only does the Keystone XL pipeline violate historic land rights, but an influx of workers brings the added threat of the novel coronavirus into the area. Also represented at the hearing was the Indigenous Environmental Network, one of the environmental groups suing Trump and TC Energy for potential harm to the environment, water quality, and wildlife in the pipeline's path. Attorneys for TC Energy argue that President Trump has unilateral authority to grant the Canadian company the right to construct the pipeline. Federal Judge Brian Morris of Great Falls said he'll make a decision in due course. Montana businesses have been approved for nearly 13,500 loans, totaling almost $1.5 billion as part of the federal coronavirus relief package. The U.S. Small Business Administration reported more than 1.6 million loan applications had been approved nationwide by Thursday at noon, and that the nearly $350 billion funding pool through the Paycheck Protection Program officially ran out of funds. Many Montana businesses are struggling to make ends meet amid business closures and stay-at-home orders in effect through next Friday. Unemployment applications have skyrocketed in recent weeks. Over 15,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week. The Montana Department of Commerce announced today that families who have suffered substantial financial hardship as a result of COVID-19 may now apply for rental and security deposit assistance. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
To be eligible for the state's Emergency Housing Assistance Program, applicants must have at least one child under the age of 18 and a substantial loss of income due to COVID-19. A family of four must have a monthly income of roughly $4,300 or less and less than $3,000 in readily available assets such as cash or savings. The Department of Commerce said applications are expected to be reviewed within 5 to 10 days. Once approved, a monthly rental payment or security deposit will be mailed or directly deposited from Montana Housing at the Department of Commerce to the applicant's landlord. Around $430,000 from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, a federal assistance program, will be used to launch the relief program. Additional state or federal funds may be added. Earlier this month, Governor Steve Bullock used his emergency authority to prohibit landlords from evicting tenants. The Montana Landlord Association is threatening to sue to overturn the directive. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.